I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Hi, job seekers. Welcome to the Tech Jobcast. I'm the Jobcaster, and each week I'll bring you the latest job listings from Jobcast Central, along with hints and tips on getting the most out of them. Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Search thousands of job listings from around the web at www.jobcastcentral.com. Jobcast Central, the portal to your next career. Advancements in technology have brought many new and wonderful tools and opportunities to job seekers. The internet alone has opened up many new possibilities, such as the ability to actively search and apply for a job in real time without leaving the comfort of your home. A prime example of this is the online job application form. There are many advantages to applying for a job online. It's convenient, easy, fast, and it gives you the ability to apply for multiple jobs with multiple companies during one sit-down session at your computer. You can draft and upload multiple versions of a cover letter and upload multiple copies of your resume in electronic format, saving time, paper, ink, and stamps. Unfortunately, as with everything else on the internet in this day and age, filling out a job application form online also has its risks. Every job application requires the input of some personal information. Name, address, zip code, and telephone number are only the start. An outline of your employment history, educational background, and exactly where you attended school are also expected. However, there is one other item many employers require right off the top on an online application form, and one that presents the greatest risk to your security: your Social Security number. Although such a request is almost expected of employers these days, it isn't necessary or appropriate to ask for it during an initial contact or job application. Contrary to popular belief, providing your Social Security number on a job application isn't required by federal law, and is only really needed by an employer for tax reporting and withholding purposes after you are hired. The fact is, unless you are applying for a type of job that requires an employer to run a security background or credit check, the submission of your Social Security number so early in the application process is not really needed. On the contrary, placing a request for your Social Security number on an initial application form, especially an online form, puts your safety and security at an unnecessary risk. Unfortunately, many employers design their online application forms so that the submission of your Social Security number isn't an option, it's a requirement, and the company or organization may not allow you to complete the application or submit the form until your Social Security number is entered in the allotted field. In addition, there are many online scammers and fraudulent websites soliciting non-existent job opportunities to prey on unsuspecting job applicants with phony application forms. These forms have one purpose: to collect the data and use it for nefarious activities, including identity theft. A typical job application includes name, address, and Social Security number. All the information they need to steal your identity, drain your bank account, or access other personal assets in your name. This creates a dilemma for many job seekers concerned about their personal data. Do you provide the Social Security number and hope your information remains secure? Or do you decline the offer to apply online and possibly pass up a potential career-making opportunity? When in doubt, don't do it. If you do it, check the company and the site to be sure it's worth the risk. It's a tough decision, and the risks are very real. But it's the chance you take, and ultimately, it's your choice. I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Here are some of the latest tech job listings from Jobcast Central. Full-time service technician specialist, Gander Outdoors, Peoria, Illinois. Full-time engineer, cybersecurity, Las Vegas Sands Corporation, Las Vegas, Nevada. Part-time Information Technology Specialist, Network, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Edwards Air Force Base, California. Contract Assistant Information Technology Director, City of Irving, Texas, Irving, Texas. Full-time Information Technology Specialist, Application Software, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Huntsville, Alabama. Part-time Information Technology Specialist, Department of Homeland Security, Washington, D.C. Part-time Retail A-Plus Computer Tech, Micro Center, Fairfax, Virginia. Full-time Sales Operations Support Analyst, Green Sky, Atlanta, Georgia. Full-time Installer, Decision One Corporation, St. Petersburg, Florida. Full-time Hardware Architect, Alliance Data, Leesburg, Virginia. Full-time Applications Analyst, MC180270, Marshfield Clinic MCIS, Marshfield, Wisconsin. Full-time Director of Corporate Communications, Jacksonville Transportation Authority, Jacksonville, Florida. Full-time Client Tech Associate, NTT Data Services, Nashville, Tennessee. Full-time Change and Learning Leader, NTT Data Services, Tempe, Arizona. Full-time Data Engineer, On-Site, NTT Data Services, Houston, Texas. Internship, Summer, ESIF Network and Security Engineer, National Renewable Energy Laboratory, Golden, Colorado. Full-time Technical Writer, CNH Industrial, Racine, Wisconsin. Full-time Desktop Support Technician, $20 an hour, F2 On-Site, Schuyler, Nebraska. Full-time Telecom Project Coordinator, Digital Management Solutions, Fairview Heights, Illinois. Part-time Network Administrator 1, Oneida County, Utica, New York. Full-time PC LAN Technician 1, Sikyun Casino, El Cajon, California. Contract Network Engineer 1, Black Hills Corporation, Rapid City, South Dakota. Part-time Information Technology Specialist, Department of the Interior, Casper, Wyoming. Part-time Retail Computer Service Technician, Fry's Electronics, Roseville, California. Contract Information Assurance Analyst, Geologics Corporation, Washington, D.C. Full-time On-Demand Phone/Tablet/PC/Mac Repair Tech, UCell, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Full-time Business Tech Analyst Consultant, Highmark Health, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Full-time Field Service Technician 4, TRS Staffing Solutions, Houston, Texas. Full-time Lead Angular JS Developer with Angular 4, CSI Jobs, Bellevue, Washington. Full-time Desktop Support, CSI Jobs, New Jersey. Full-time Desktop Support, CSI Jobs, New York, New York. Full-time Desktop Support, CSI Jobs, Dallas, Texas. Full-time Desktop Support, CSI Jobs, Washington, D.C. You can find these job listings and more at www.jobcastcentral.com. Employers, list your IT jobs free. Become a member of Jobcast Central. Membership is free with unlimited job listings for a limited time. To join, go to jobcastcentral.com. If you have questions or comments, send them to me. Simply email the Jobcaster at techjobcast.com. For more tech jobs and the latest IT job listings, subscribe to the Tech Jobcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or Blueberry.com. You can also visit us anytime at www.jobcastcentral.com. The Tech Jobcast is now a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can hear it and other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com. I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Keep listening, and you may just hear your next career.